This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, Monday, the 20th of July. Let's see. It's the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Could be the Monday morning allergy report. Could be the Monday murder report. The thing that bothers me sometimes, starting an hour out with what's really important, it's who died or who's been killed and stuff like that, that I would like to try to avoid if possible. But you try to figure out what's going on in Florida with these three guys who were beaten and shot. They were just out fishing. Nobody can even begin to figure it out unless there's more info there that isn't apparent. But you see these sorts of things, this needless, senseless murdering. And yet wonder if we haven't really gone too far. That is the equivalency of not being able to manage people or having this many angry people or people out of control. Just
I don't know
this
story.
People.
Can you give us some back background?
Oh, I'm sorry.
On
I thought probably, yeah. Okay, so there is a triple killing that's being investigated in Florida. There were three men who were shot. They were in a remote area going fishing. And there doesn't seem to be any, there are no pieces of the pie that make sense. There are three victims, a fellow named Tillman, a fellow named Springfield, another guy named Rollins, who were friends, had been friends for years. They went out fishing pretty much every weekend. And one of them, his father is a police officer in Polk County. And he just, they said it was a massacre. They had been in the department since 1972, never saw anything this horrific. And so there was one of them, Rollins was his son, and they were out, and he called his father for help, and they went to the scene, and this guy was barely alive. It's kind of like a scene, bad scene from Chicago PD or something. He was just breathing just enough to give him a little information, and then he died. Apparently they'd been in a convenience store before, and a 17-year-old girl in the convenience store where they had stopped saw this guy attacking them and jumped into one of the vehicles. It was just messy. The whole thing is messy. And when I saw that, I thought to myself, there's just too many people, and there's too much anger because there are too many people. There's no excuse for this kind of stuff, and yet it goes on, and you investigate it, and you find... You know, it sort of led me back to thinking about those executions that took place at the federal prison in Indiana last week, where there were three people who were put to death. Two of them, it seems quite legitimately, depending on whether you believe in capital punishment, I don't know that I much think, and I've said this 100,000 times, that it does any good, but sometimes crimes are so horrific, they sort of cry out for vengeance instead of justice. But one guy... There's a report from he's an Associated Press crime reporter who went to all of these executions took place within, you know, a 24-hour period. And he said that the first guy that was put to death, when he tried to sort of interview him before he was dying, and he whispered in his ear, "I'm an innocent man." And there have been questions about this particular fellow, this one of the three, all along, and there hadn't been enough information. As a matter of fact, he was the first one the Supreme Court decided ought to die as scheduled. There had been appeals on top of appeals on top of appeals, but the Supreme Court, he was supposed to die at midnight. Supreme Court was looking at it again, whether or not to not execute this guy. And finally at 2:30, somebody from the Supreme Court, I mean, who's up at 2:30 in the morning on from the Supreme Court? Oh. Yeah, well, I know you are, but that it just... seems like these things, when you get to them and you understand the complicated nature of justice. And then, you know, I go, then my mind sort of warps back to the Constitution, which requires justice for all. And for many years, that's really what the Black Lives Matter movement. So that's where my mind went. There hasn't been justice for all. And all of these guys that were put to death were all black, I believe. So, I mean, you get back around to that, and then my mind goes to the congressman that died and thinking about all the things that he'd done, and he was highly touted, and, okay, so is he, although there were some people who said, well, he was an example of somebody who'd been there too long. I, you know, so there it is. There's the weekend in summary, from my point of view.
Well, John Lewis is his name. We didn't say
his name. Lewis, John Lewis, yep. Yeah. So what do we really have here, and how can we change it? Is there a way to pull us around to having a better country, to having a better world, to having better people? Or is it just always going to be Mary Trump's book and the lash out and President Trump and the anger that's there and who's going to run for president? Oh, my God. It just goes round and around and around and around and around. So, again, that's my summation of what I was thinking about, thinking in the heat of the weekend. We had 97 degrees. I was on my tractor baling hay, and those are some of the things, my reflections on the weekend. All right, so, ladies, your reflections on the weekend. Please, Jennifer, would you like to start?
Thankfully not as dark as yours, I guess. I sound like you're in kind of a strange place.
Well, I'm in a swamp. I am in a swamp. Psychologically, I look at all of these things and just think, what the hell, you know, what are people really all about? There are too many, there are great stories from great people. There are more good people than bad people. But is it that we just have these things emphasized because of the effing media, news media? Or is it, you know, are these things supposed to be on our minds? And that's, you know, I looked a little bit more into the Trump book. And trying to figure out why it is that it's sold as many copies as it has. And it's just that people are so dislike Trump that they want to read stuff. You know, we all know there, I guess, are plenty of things you can find on anybody if you want. Somebody is, people refer to him, quote unquote, as colorful. People refer to him as demonic. I mean, how many different ways can you refer to the guy? I think that he's disturbed, but that's just me. Somebody, when I said that a couple of weeks ago, somebody who had just heard the radio program for the first time took off on me on Facebook, and I suggested to him that he might want to find another program if he...
See, you shouldn't even answer people like that. I got off of Facebook a year and a half ago because of all that kind of crap. Facebook is just it's a playground with a bunch of stupid wannabe bullies.
So is that part of what contributes?
Well, that's
is
all that
the social media
I can tell you,
that contributes,
but that's
to all these things we're talking about?
It contributes to why you're in a funk. That kind of stuff, that
people
negativity and allowing that toxicity in... I don't even go there.
I
just ignore it.
People who don't agree with you want to just shut you down, whether that's on the right or the left, and then they don't want to hear from you anymore, and that gets really dangerous.
And don't give it power. Don't give it any power. Don't respond to people like that. Tell them, you know, look, in 2020, everyone knows how many options and choices we have. You don't need to tell someone or remind them that there's a dial. You don't need to tell any, you know what I mean? Like, everyone knows that they can listen to whatever they want to listen to. So just even engaging in that kind of level of toxicity with stupidity on that level, it's not worth it. It's totally not worth it.
Yeah. So then I guess I shouldn't tell you about the overview that I read of the officer who pressed his knee into Floyd's neck. I probably shouldn't.
That guy was a bad guy. Derek Chauvin
was
a really bad cop. He had no business being on the force. And it was almost a destiny that he was going to end up killing someone. And it's horrible that we watched George Floyd die for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. That was going to happen. That guy never should have had a badge.
Agreed. All right, so Jen, where are you?
Where am I? What do you mean?
What
did I do this weekend?
I'm just kind of looking for a profile of what we all were thinking about over the weekend. And, you know, there come these times when there are this stuff, it seems there's a culminative effect of all of the things that have been going on. I also thought to myself, it seemed like yesterday was April, and now it's almost August.
Yeah,
here we are in the last... Yeah.
It hasn't been a great year, but I think there are some good lessons to learn from the year. I feel like people have boiled down to what's important to them and who is important to them. So I think that's a positive. I think I thought about that this weekend when I was spending time with my family. I thought, you know what? I wasn't doing this so much. I always spent a lot of time with my family, but to actually carve out a day where we kind of have a plan. I did a lot of yard work this weekend. That's what I was really... on. I did a ton of yard work. I have some new yard furniture that I'm working on. Why do I need that? Well, because that's the only place that I can go, because my state is locking me down again. And so, you know, you take
the
lemons the and you make lemonade.
In your neighborhood a place to sit in your yard.
I'm a giver of nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that's the essence of it. Well, we haven't really talked about what's going on in Oregon. The Department of Justice says it's suing several agencies, the feds, for, quote, secretly stopping and forcibly grabbing people off the streets of Portland during protests over racism and police brutality. The lawsuit was filed late on Friday, names the Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Marshals Service, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and the Federal Protective Service in the suit. Mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, said the troops' presence is actually making things worse. I can understand that. I'm not there.
No.
But I can understand.
This guy's a moron.
I don't know this guy.
I don't believe in secret police. These are unidentified officers from who knows where. The government's already admitted that they weren't properly trained. I don't know what is going on. This is a mess.
The fact that we're letting this stuff happen in American cities, these guys should be plowed down. I'm sorry. They're disruptors. They're hurting each other.
Who are we talking about?
These are protesters.
Yeah, they're idiots. They're violent idiots. And they're setting
up autonomous
zones.
Some may be, but they aren't all.
In big cities. These people, believe me, in this zone in Portland.
Sorry, I don't believe you on
that,
this one.
What about, you didn't believe me about Seattle either, but what did that turn out to be? Seattle, three people died because Seattle set up an autonomous zone. These people should be cleared out. They just have to be. The fact
protesting
is celebrated, but when you set up an autonomous zone where you're throwing, where you're beating people up and people are getting injured, they need to be dispersed. They're just causing trouble at this point. Protest during the day with signs, like everybody else does, and be peaceful about it. But these are not peaceful protesters.
Peaceful protesters.
I don't know. Secret police is Nazi Germany. That's just not what we need in this country at all. People have a right to know when they're being arrested, and they have a right to know who's arresting them. There is no identification on what agency or name any of these federal officers are related to or who they work for. That's completely un-American, and I don't know why every American is not more upset about how that's being handled.
I think more and more Americans are getting upset about lots of things, and thus we are not getting enough rest. If you're constantly restless when you go to bed, you don't fall asleep well, and you can't stay asleep well no matter what you do. If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Get a great night's sleep every night, and the ladies here will attest to the same thing. MyPillows are pillows made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, conforms to your every need as you fix it for your neck or your head. Everything at MyPillow.com is made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. So, if you would like the MyPillow deal, that's at the website. MyPillow.com has a place you can click on called Radio Listener Specials, and you can get the BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free of everything on those pages. Spend more than $200, help yourself. Spend as much as you like. They'll help you pay for it. And you can retool all the beds in the bedrooms in your home so that you can wash and dry these pillows. Buy one, get one free. Use the promo code DJV for all the things that are there. Made in America. Another thing that I love about MyPillow. All the evidence is at MyPillow.com. Buy and use the code DJV.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have been in these relationships. George Strait, one of the greats from the country, what do we call it, country gate, huh? He's going to do a guest DJ on Tom Petty Radio, George Strait. The story is he met Tom Petty for a few brief moments in 2017 when Petty was being honored as Music Care's Person of the Year. Strait performed Petty's You Wreck Me, which is what we are playing here, off of 1994's Wildflowers album, in his honor. Was a rare moment of nerves for Strait. He said, quote, "I was nervous as a cat, kind of a fish out of water, but I was excited," relating the story of the performance and how he met Petty that night in a new interview that appeared on Tom Petty Radio. "He couldn't have been nicer to me," he said, "thanked me for coming out, being part of it all." Strait's going to play guest DJ on the channel, the series Tom Petty Channel, starting today, apparently, spinning songs that he selected, talking about Petty's influence on his own career. Among the Petty tracks Strait picks are Southern Accents and Honeybee. He also plays his own 2017 performance of You Wreck Me from the Music Cares tribute. Ahead of the George Strait guest DJ special, Sirius shared highlights on Friday, including Strait's memory of flying to L.A. to see the Heartbreakers at the Fonda Theater. Strait's DJ stint on Petty Radio begins airing at 8 o'clock this morning Eastern and be available on demand on the Sirius app following its debut. So if you're a George Strait fan, there it is, the news straight from the channel. Get it? See what I'm doing there?
Got it.
Yeah. 25 after the hour here on the Monday DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and Luke Combs appearing on The Tonight Show to perform a somewhat stripped-down version of Lovin' on You, his fourth and latest single from his platinum-selling second album, What You See Is What You Get. Is the show he's on an NBC show? Which one of the shows is he on? Non-American. Was he on American Idol?
No, you're thinking of Luke Bryan.
Yeah,
Yeah, Luke Combs isn't on any show.
I don't think he's been on any, okay. And I don't even think he competed on any. That's why I had to run through to see if he was on any. I don't think so.
Okay. The performance was filmed outside Nashville at the Brentwood Skate Center, an empty roller rink, so the band could socially distance. Combs' previous 8 singles have all gone to number 1 in country radio, and earlier this week, this past week, he became the only country artist to have Their first two albums spend 25 weeks or more at number one on the country albums chart. I think we were talking about this. The record had been set previously by Taylor Swift. Combs said, quote, "I just kind of had that lovin', that idea lovin' on you and wanted to write something fun, real kind of country and honky-tonk kind of thing. I was just in the throes of love, and there we go." That's kind of it. The song follows Combs and Eric Church's duet, Does to Me, as the singer's latest single. The classic sort of country confessional, a Brooks and Dunn-inspired track that finds Combs professing his love of Miller Lite, duck blinds, and two-door Fords. Are there any two-door cars around at all anymore? That's a nice Nick Miles, are there? Yeah. All right, anyway, he said, "I don't think there's a wall between me and my audience. There's not anything that makes people go, oh, I can never be like that guy." Last Friday, he appeared at Sirius's Highway Finds Fest, an online festival featuring new performances from Maren Morris and Sam Hunt and Maddie and T, or Tay, is it T or Tay? Maddie and Tay. Carl Pierce, some more people, too. So that's the story. Luke Combs. How old is he?
28. He's got to be in his 20s, yeah.
Yeah.
28. Yeah.
Did he start right out of, like, high school? Where he's not a winner of a TV show, is he? Winner
no,
of a competition?
Just I
showed
think he
up.
Was he won a Grammy, didn't he, this last time around?
Yeah, but he had
award, Best New Artist of the Year, I think.
Yeah. You wonder sometimes how these guys get traction because there's so much competition these days. But good for him. 28 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. District Court judge's son is dead and her husband fighting for his life after a shooting at their home in New Jersey. The gunman at the home of Judge Esther Salas was reportedly dressed as a delivery man when he opened fire on her husband and then her son. The judge was the first Hispanic woman to ever be appointed to the federal bench in New Jersey. President Trump not saying if he'll accept the results of the November election.
You don't know until you see. It depends. I think mail-in voting is going to rig the election. I really do.
On Fox News Sunday, the president saying he won't say yes or no as of now as to whether he'll accept the results in November. He says in general he is not a good loser. The president also saying when he does leave the White House, he'll look back on his time there and remember how he was treated unfairly. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. To take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need. Yet again, May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News as long as just one of her masks saved one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The multi-source for multi-dimensional thinking. I kind of like that. As a matter of fact, just thought of that. That's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air for Monday, the 20th of July. And you may notice there was a large hole in the last half hour of conversation because we didn't talk about the COVID, about the Rona, Wuhan. You weren't talking about any of those things. And that's the first time for quite a long time. We haven't sort of led an hour with some kind of conversation, and it's hard to escape because there's so much negativity there, like in Florida, what's going on with the beds and stuff, Victoria, or the lack of beds, I guess probably a better way of putting it, yeah?
Well, Florida has, over the weekend, Florida became kind of the main focus now, even though other states are dealing with a massive uptick in cases in Alabama, Louisiana, but Florida kind of seems to be the one that's really out front. And there are now 49 hospitals in Florida that have no beds available in the ICU. That's how bad it's gotten in Florida. 49 hospitals have no ICU beds open because so many people are in the hospital being treated for COVID their the ventilator use. I said this last week. Our friend's boyfriend is a neurosurgeon in a Miami-Dade hospital, and his hospital was at 145% capacity in the last week or so. And he said, he goes, this is just unbelievable. It's getting worse and it's spreading. And now he was right. 48 other hospitals now have no beds. And so, five of the hospitals are in Broward County, which is just north of Miami-Dade. And Broward County has an overnight curfew in place from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. They saw 10,000 new cases in 1 week. They have a positivity rate that's hovering just under 17%. Florida has 9,351 COVID-related hospitalizations right now. That's an increase of 189 just since Saturday morning. And Miami-Dade alone has over 2,000 hospitalizations, and they are at 100. Those ICUs are at 127% capacity. So it looks like it wasn't a great idea that Florida decided to not go along with the rest of the states that were hit hard, and they decided not to shut down. As we remember, you know, like wrestling went forward, and not that wrestling is to blame for any of this, but I'm just saying, like, the state in general they definitely defied what everyone else was doing and being advised to do, and now it looks like they are really in a tough position. And Florida has aging.
Yeah, the aging population is what's really concerning, but they may have had a breakout anyway. I look at my state of California, and we were the first to shut down. We were the first to, we stayed shut down the longest, everything. And now we're seeing this spike in cases. I think it's really interesting. I saw the study over the weekend that people who are doing private gatherings are now the ones that are kind of getting looked at. And so
I saw somebody. One of my neighborhoods, I was bringing a load of hay back last night from the hay field. It was about dusk anyway, and I went by a house. Must have been 100 people gathered in the backyard.
I saw that multiple times this weekend.
Yeah.
And it just and all kids. One of the part we were on our way to socially distance for our friend's birthday, but there were only seven of us, and we were all spread out in the backyard. But on the way to that gathering, we passed at least three houses on the Jersey Shore where we live, where there must have been 100 bicycles in the front yard, and people are allowed to have gatherings in the backyard.
Right.
And you just see these bikes thrown all over the place. It looked like some sort of BMX rally. And these are the types of private gatherings. These kids are there, and then they go home to their own families, and they're the ones spreading it out all around.
Nuts. It makes a lot of sense for me, because I'm thinking, just going through your own brain, you're like, okay, we know most people, at least people in my state, most people are wearing masks. It's very rare I see someone without a mask on. People are following social distancing. There are not a lot of places that are open. Things have been shut down even more. So where are people getting sick? And so a couple of answers. Protests, number one, I think that had something to do with it, because we had a lot of them in Los Angeles, a ton. And then all of these private gatherings, which seem to be getting attention because they know they can beat the system that way. If bars are going to close, or if things are going to be held at 50% capacity, or there's no nightclubs, I would imagine, and I don't know, but in South Florida, that's a pretty big area where people like to socialize. There are a lot of bars. There's a lot of young people, a lot of nightlife. If that's closed down, and if they're having private gatherings at their house, it's like, what's the next step? What can you do to shut that down?
Mm. Right. They're going to have to start ticketing people, I guess, and knocking on doors. I don't know. In New Jersey, it's still you're allowed to have, I think it's up to 200 people at an outdoor gathering.
200? Wow.
It's something stupid like that. And you
know what? There's a lot of common sense involved in that.
No,
as
stuff reopened. Now, New Jersey hasn't. I think New Jersey, we're in a dangerous predicament right now. We're the numbers are okay, but I think in the next few weeks, I think we're going to be in a really bad spot. The place where we live, I've been telling you guys behind the scenes for a couple of weeks at least. We live on the Jersey Shore. We're in a beach community, and I've been telling you guys that it's so overcrowded. They've had to shut down the beach. There were so many people sitting on the beach that the chairs had to be, people were setting up their beach chairs on the boardwalk because there was no room left on the sand. And I heard over the weekend they're now calling our beach COVID beach.
Well,
and it's not surprising.
In Rhode Island, because so many people from Massachusetts and Connecticut were coming into the state to go to their beaches, they're now doing IDs. If you come into Rhode Island and want to go to a beach, there'll be people, there'll be officials, officers there, or somebody in the health department. When you enter the beach, you'll have to show an ID. And if you don't have a Rhode Island driver's license, you'll be asked to leave. So whether you're able to sneak around or not sneak around.
Someone's going to challenge that because originally the governor of Rhode Island tried to do that and stop everyone from coming in, anyone going into the state from New York. And Governor Cuomo was like, whoa, wait a second. First of all, that's totally not constitutional. And then he had a long talk with the governor about how laws work, and then she backed down. And but now if they're starting that up again, then that's going to be the same problem. You can't
I saw
stop.
That. The
they
Boston
can encourage
papers.
You to quarantine, and you're supposed right. to, but yeah. how can they really enforce that?
Yeah, you can't enforce most of this stuff. You can take the evidence and think this is common sense. Everybody in America, if everyone were wearing a mask, if everybody washed their hands, if you look at my EastleyFarm.com website, you see a picture in the middle of the farmyard of a big 5-gallon tub of hot water, which we put out there, and soap, so that people who came onto the farm and went over to visit the animals could go back and wash their hands before they had their ice cream. And people thought that was very thoughtful, very intelligent. It was just an idea that I had. I said to the kids on Thursday, let's set up a station where people can wash their hands if they want to after they've been over to see the animals, because it just makes sense. Not that the animals have the COVID, but it makes people feel better to have that much a different level or another level of being clean. Researchers here at Mass General have monitored how wearing a mask has affected transmission rates going back to SARS and other viruses. And by the way, there's been a debate that restarted this weekend about whether it was it's a bacteria or it's a virus. That's something that has, I don't know if you saw that or
well,
not.
Well, if it was bacterial, that would be great news because we could just give an antibiotic. But the viral part right. is
And if we can't figure that out by now, 7 months into this, give
yeah.
me a
yeah. Come on. I know. Anyway.
I'm running the show.
Well, that's the problem. There's not too many people who seem to have a clue. There's so many different interests here. That's what's made it very difficult. The infection rates among staff at Mass General have been tracked before and after the mask mandate. Before masking, the positivity rate of testing was increasing exponentially at 1.16% per day. After masks were required, the positivity rate fell to 0.49% per day. So that's pretty much pretty dramatic, actually, showing masks protected against the virus. Remember, wasn't there a hair salon in Springfield, Missouri?
Yes.
They had it. They wore a mask, and nobody got it in their hairstyle.
The two stylists had it, and 139 people went through the salon, and not a single one of them tested. Well, only 67 of the 139 were tested. They were all negative, and no one else reported any symptoms. Doesn't mean they didn't have it and were just asymptomatic, but no one got sick. No one felt sick.
Yep.
So it shows, you know, wearing a mask. A friend of mine just posted over the weekend, she lives in Alabama in Birmingham, near Birmingham, and her husband's a doctor in the ER there, and she said, you know, and she's a huge Trump supporter, they all love Trump, so this is not a political thing, but she said if the stories her husband tells her when he comes home from the ER at night of how bad it is in Alabama right now, she said it wouldn't even be a debate about whether or not to wear a mask. It wouldn't even be in question. So I don't know, I mean, I do know how and why, but I don't understand why it's remained political to wear a mask. It's just stupid.
There are some people who are getting on the bandwagon. Some of the
health
big box
and politics
stores.
In this country seem like they just can't get away from each other.
Well, you can't get away from politics no matter what level of discussion you're on. The Home Depot, meanwhile, and Lowe's are joining a list of the stores, the big stores especially, that are requiring you to wear a face mask if you go into the store. They made the announcements over the weekend. The rules will go into effect today. Home Depot plans to exempt children or people with certain medical conditions. How are they going to know? You got to have a medical ID now to not have to wear. Just wear the mask.
Yeah, apparently they are. I guess if you have some sort of condition, I guess that they are stopping people at the door. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. See, that's the thing. Like, it gets a little dicey with HIPAA, so I'm not really sure how much they can do. With, you know, hopefully people
will
try to
make it easy, though. At least they're smart enough to They give you free masks when you walk into the store.
Yeah, that's good. But, like, a friend of mine put this big post up on Facebook, and she's like, this may trigger people, this may offend people. And this is a friend of mine who is not political at all. She's kind of hippy-dippy. But she's had 38 surgeries that rebuilt her trachea, and she cannot wear a mask. And so this is why a mandate across the board is really tough. You have to allow people who have situations like hers not to be stuck.
But how do you know that unless you have some kind of medical ID? That's where it gets dicey.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, you have to think about rights for, you know, everybody's rights here. And I think the emphasis
should be on
people's,
not to breathe somebody's lousy air,
right?
That they're spewing out of
their mouth. And I think the emphasis should be on personal responsibility. But if my friend used to go to the grocery store and can't wear a mask, she shouldn't be beaten up. She doesn't have anybody where she lives to help her take care of herself. So
that's a point.
You know,
yeah. There are, by the way, most of the stores, the grocery store chains, Kroger, Target, CVS, stores like that, have mask mandates now in place, which, again, not a bad thing. I don't think that's a bad thing, but there need to be exceptions and figure out how to deal with the exceptions. And as we look to more places being shut down again, we all predicted up and down and sideways, more jobless claims filed last week, 1.3 million, which is about the same as happened the week before, 17th week in a row in which claims were more than a million. So 51 million claims since the end of March. And because all of the surges, yeah, it really is. $600 a week for people, unemployment benefits. You
that's
gotta
ending, right? That's
wonder,
ending at the end of this month.
Yeah, but yeah. Then there'll be more of it because Congress is trying to figure out before they go home. They haven't figured out how to do these stimulus
yet.
Well,
the problem is $600 is incentivizing. It's not going to make your unemployment benefits go away, but it's the extra $600 that's actually having more people stay out of work than go back to work.
Well, and that's not good either.
But I read, even with that, I was reading some of the real estate stuff over the weekend, and mortgage companies reported that even with the extra $600, that it was a huge number of people. I forget exactly what it was, but it was a large number of people missed at least one mortgage payment. Mm-hmm. So even with, and we look, $1,200. If you're getting like $400, which it might in some, depending on where you are, $400 to $500 is the max you can get in unemployment. So you get that plus the $600. It still is proving that it wasn't nearly enough for people to survive on. They were choosing to not make mortgage payments versus, you know,
well, there's a hold up on evictions too, so they knew they could. So
yeah.
They knew they were.
I don't know with mortgages
banks,
though.
With
that
mortgages,
was the rent protection.
Yeah, they tacked them onto the back end of their mortgage, from what I understand.
Yeah, so that doesn't really fix anything. It just defers whatever the problem may be. If you're looking
for
something
the payroll
fun
tax, that's the
to
way
do, well, that's what's going to happen, isn't it? Isn't
I
that what the next
so
step is?
Happen.
Major League Baseball with exhibition games, 60-game regular season starting on the 23rd, which is what, this Wednesday, this Thursday?
Yeah, I watched
practice
an exhibition
games
yesterday. Oh,
and?
Boy. It's hard. It's hard to watch with no fans. I didn't think it was going to be such a big deal, but it is. And they have, like, the fake crowd noise, and I don't know.
Well, aren't they wearing, are the players wearing masks?
I saw a bit of the Mets and Yankees. It depends. Some of the players were, and some weren't.
The ones that are playing the game are not wearing the mask, but the ones who are watching, because it was an exhibition game. So you've got some of the people who weren't going to be on the roster. They were sitting behind the dugout in the stands, actually, and they were all spaced out wearing masks. But the players who were actually in the dugout were not. The manager was.
No
so
more chewing tobacco and spitting.
No, you can't spit seeds, no.
Yeah, none of that stuff. All right, Jennifer, you have 3 seconds for the best TV show on tonight.
Quarters. Season premiere. I may actually have to watch it. There's nothing else on A&E at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, there's not a lot on. It's new. It's 10 before the hour here on the Monday DJV program.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, 53 after the hour. Hi, or welcome back, or however it is, wherever you're settling in here. This is the DJV program, and it's Tech Talk time for Monday. Victoria Keelan's job is to review what's going on with all the the interaction that these companies have, the technology specialist to see what's going to affect you. So what have Apple and Google been asked to do?
Well, Congress has asked Apple and Google to warn users about certain apps that might pose a national security risk. And this is, of course, kind of coming on the heels of the government showing interest in banning TikTok because of its connection to the Chinese government. National Security Representative Stephen Lynch wrote separate open letters to Apple and Google, calling on them both to do more to protect user data from being exploited by foreign adversaries. He said, "We remain concerned that mobile apps owned or operated by foreign developers or that store the user data of U.S. citizens overseas could enable our adversaries to access significant quantities of potentially sensitive information on American citizens without their knowledge." And so that is a very real concern. There are a lot of apps that people use, especially young people, and the data, it's not even necessarily that the app itself is a foreign run app. It's that it's cheaper, like everything else. It's cheaper to store the data in China. If you think about that, it's like,
thanks.
Cheaper to have a cloud data storage in China and in other places, and a lot of apps have taken that easy way out. And so that's specifically what Apple and Google are being asked to do. According to this request, what they want them to do is that when you go onto the App Store and the Play Store, which is Google and the App Store is Apple, if you go onto those stores and you're thinking about downloading an app, that there should be a warning that lets you know that you're potentially risking your own privacy. I think that would actually be a great thing. A lot of apps are going to fight back on this because they're going to deny that there is any potential risk, clearly.
Welcome. Yeah.
But, in the letters, they didn't mention China or Russia specifically. specifically, but we know that those are the two countries that, you know, are really kind of behind most of the hacking and most of the data breaches that we hear about. And so TikTok is owned by the Chinese firm ByteDance, and so Face App is a Russian-based app that's already had the FBI looking into them last year with the Face App Challenge. Basically, you know, you're handing over your facial scan to Russia, and a lot of people didn't even think about that because they click on stuff like, you know, someone else that we know. They fall for clickbait, and this is what happens. Your data is sacrificed.
Who are you referring to? Who? How dare you? Who are you talking about?
No one on the Tech Talk team here at the DJV show, but you know, some other people on the show.
Yes. All right. Here are further details. Last week we were talking a lot about that Twitter hack, which was fairly creative and pretty damaging. Here are some more details about that.
The Geek Out.
On July 15th, Twitter suffered a hack that was amazing and alarming all at the same time. A group gained access to a list of verified accounts including Obama, Kanye, Bezos, and others to post what was on the surface a simple Bitcoin scam. As a result, Twitter was forced to restrict all verified accounts from being able to post for about an hour. It's still not clear who pulled off the attack, but we do know it was done by accessing Twitter from its own internal management systems. Along with concerns that the hack gave access to those accounts' DMs and what that could mean, is the reality of what if. What if the hackers had more malicious intent? This is important stuff, and we'll be tweeting updates over at The Geek Out.
Power your passions during Dell's Cyber Savings event with up to $400 off stunning tech like XPS laptops and Alienware systems, redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on the electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, up next here, Coca-Cola has an unveiling. What are we going to do here?
Yep, well, this pandemic has eliminated pretty much all of the self-serve soda machines wherever you go, whether it's, you know, inside of a 7-Eleven or in a food court. And so now Coca-Cola has unveiled a new technology for its freestyle beverage machines that allows customers to dispense their drinks using their smartphone so they never have to touch the vending machine. And instead of tapping the touch screen on the soda machine to choose your drink, and you've seen these machines if you've been to movie theaters, you know, they're very, like, high-tech now. And so all you have to do is just hold your smartphone up to the QR code. It will auto-scan. You don't need to download an app. It makes it a lot easier. And so by the end of August, they're going to have 10,000 of these machines across the U.S. They're going to be in Firehouse Subs, Wendy's, and Five Guys to start. And then by the end of the year, Coca-Cola said they're going to have 52,000 machines that will all be freestyle.
Well, how about that? For those of you who have relationships with those kind of stores, it sounds like, well, it's smart on their part.
Well, movie theaters open again. Movie theaters, it's going to be the
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.